titled, A Life Less Secret, If Still Surreal. One more book to add to the shelf occupied by that world-famous eccentric and extraordinary artist who is Salvador Dali, 1904-1989. This latest one includes a massive amount of intriguing material previously unpublished, beginning with the births of his grandfather and his father in Cuddex, where the young Dali grew up and where he eventually lived and had his studio at Port Lligat. The author has lived in Catalonia for 15 years researching the life of Dali, meeting friends and associates, visiting galleries where he showed and gleaning information from the many other accounts of his life. Details of all these contacts are listed. There are over 130 full-color illustrations of his works, along with personal photographs. Also superb photographs of Cuddex, Port Lligat and of the Catalonian landscape as it is today. Those who know this mountainous region with its dramatic coastline, rock formations and ancient pines with sheer drops to the sea along the way to Cap de Creus will begin to understand from where the young Dali found the inspiration for his unique surrealist style of painting. I'm not a surrealist, I am surrealism. Surrealism is not a party or a label. It is a state of mind, unique, to each his own, that can be affected by no party line, taboo, or mortality. It is the total freedom to be and the right to absolute dreaming. Thus spoke the great man. Dali's first known work, painted at the age of 6, was Landscape near Figueres, and after some group exhibitions, his first solo show was in 1925 in Barcelona. I have quenched my desire for light and color, I have spent the sultry summer days, painting like mad, trying to translate the incomparable beauty of the sea and sun-beaten shore. Dali, aged 13. There followed many more exhibitions in New York, Paris and London over the years. Then there were all the meetings and collaborations with the likes of Walt Disney, Coco Chanel, the King and Queen of Spain, the Pope, Lorca, Hitchcock, Warhol, Picasso and Freud, and so many others. During 1929 he had begun his affair with his lifelong muse, lover and eventually, wife Carla Willard. We read amazing stories about their lives together and apart. They fled to America in 1940 after German troops entered Bordeaux, returning to Catalonia 8 years later. In 1969 Dali bought Galua Castle in Pubol, 38 miles from Port Lligat, now known as the Gala Dali Castle Museum. After Gala's death in 1982, Dali stayed on at the castle, but his health was deteriorating. King Juan Carlos visited him in a clinic in Barcelona on December 5, and Dali was cheered up and told the king that he would recover and start painting again, but that was not to be. Dali died on January 23, 1989. As requested, he was embalmed in the Dali Theatre Museum, and so his remains lie where he had his first collective exhibition and where now visitors can come to view his legacy. A very worthwhile addition to the Dali bookshelf. M.W. Salvador Dali at Home by Jackie DeBurca, ISBN 978-0711239-43-2, hardback £25, published by White Lion Publishing.